I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Appearing in a recent issue of Outdoor News, columnist Stan Tequila wrote about a topic many of us might take for granted when we're walking in the woods, tree cavities. Yes, those holes in trees that woodpeckers create for their own nesting locations ultimately provide nesting and roosting spots for a whole host of other species. I'll share more details about tree cavities when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and 1 last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. Backyard and Beyond columnist Stan Tequila recently wrote in Outdoor News about just how valuable nest cavities are to a whole range of wildlife. A cavity in a tree, excavated by a woodpecker, seems normal enough, but when you stop to consider it, this simple cavity in a tree is remarkable. North America has 22 species of woodpeckers, ranging from the small downy to the giant pileated. All have one thing in common. They excavate nesting cavities. But there's an estimated 75 to 80 species of non-woodpeckers that also rely on these cavities for nesting and roosting sites. A study published in 2017 found that nearly 20% of all bird species in the world rely on cavities in trees for either roosting or nesting. Over the lifespan of a tree cavity, it may host dozens of families of baby birds from a wide variety of secondary cavity nesters. On behalf of all those species and bird watchers like myself, thanks, woodpeckers. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.